Timmel has held the position since 2004, where he's overlooked over $47 million in investments as well as dozens of facilities. It's a key position to fill in a critical time for the diocese. Villanova Professor Emeritus of Church Management Charles Zeck says whoever replaces Timmel needs to understand the culture surrounding it.
It helps to have someone understand the nitty and gritty of the budget, the intricacies of the budget, understand where the investments are that are going to be used to support any settlements, what's the availability for selling them, for example, if it comes to that. Just understanding the whole basic financial arrangement in the diocese.
Zeck says few diocese CFOs have faced a situation like this. If the Child Victims Act were to pass, it could ease current statutes of limitations for criminal and civil sex abuse cases. It could take a year for victims to step forward in the legal battle. That could lead to the diocese declaring bankruptcy, another process that could take additional time. Unless settlements were reached separately, Zeck says it could take 5 years before a conclusion is reached.
I know the diocese has set up a special fund to pay victims, but I doubt if many victims go through that fund until they learn about what's going to happen with the statute of limitations and the possible lawsuits that will emanate from that. So I wouldn't expect much to happen right away with that fund until it becomes clearer to the victims what's going to happen with the statute of limitations.
Zeck says the potential timetable may very well come down to how quickly the diocese wants to settle.
Depends on, frankly, how quickly or how much the diocese takes a pastoral approach to the victims rather than a legalistic approach.
Whoever becomes the next diocese CFO will have to face these challenges sooner than later. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.